there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Oh, we're so glad you've joined us today. And now we hope you'll join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir. Bible Clubbers, did you notice that phrase in the song that said, "We are redeemed, the price is paid"? What is redemption anyway? Well, it's a little bit like this about the little boy that caught a sparrow, and the poor little bird was trembling his hand just wanting to escape. And a man saw what was happening, and he felt sorry for the little bird, and he asked the boy to set the little bird free. But the boy just wouldn't do it. He said he'd chase that bird down. He wasn't going to let him go. And so then the man offered to buy the bird. "I'll give you a dollar for it." Well, the boy agreed to that price, and the man gave him a dollar. And the man took the poor little bird and held it out in his hand. The boy had been holding the little bird so tightly because he was much stronger than the bird, just like Satan is stronger than we are. And so the bird sat on the man's hand, just trembling for a few seconds, hardly able to realize that it was free. But in a little bit, the little bird flew away, chirping happily, as if to say, "Thank you, thank you, you've redeemed me." And that's basically just what redemption is, buying back and setting free. Christ came to break the fetters of sin, to open the prison doors and to set the sinner free. And that's the good news of the gospel. Ye are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. And how wonderful it is to know that we can be set free from sin. We don't have to be in the devil's grip anymore. We don't have to be tight by him doing what he commands us to do. We can be set free by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, when he sets you free, you can look forward to his presence with you in this life. You can study his word and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. You can witness to other boys and girls. You can hear the Bible Club and write to Aunt Carolyn. You can live for the Lord Jesus Christ now, and then you can look forward to eternal light and life in the world to come. Won't it be wonderful when the Lord Jesus comes to receive his own, or when you go to meet him? Then we'll have no fear, no dread. It'll be the land of eternal day. You know, the scripture says that we have no need of sun in heaven because the Lord Jesus Christ will be the light. It's wonderful to know, just as the choir will be singing now, there'll be no dark valleys when Jesus comes.
Mm-hmm.
the sky began to darken, and the lowering clouds began to roll in. The wind blew against Deborah's back with increasing force as she stood on Mount Tabor's heights. Her heart beat faster as she watched Sisera's thundering troops appear on the far horizon, and gradually they began to loom larger and larger as they thundered into the valley below. Oh, a lesser heart would have quaked in fear to see the mighty forces of the Canaanite army as they plunged toward the pitifully small and poorly equipped Israelites. But Deborah knew this battle was ordered by the God of heaven himself, and with a cry of challenge she shouted to Barak, "Up, for this is the day which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand." True, this was no common skirmish. The Israelites had become careless in their love and service for God. Their hearts had become so cold to the Lord that they'd even forgotten him and had done evil and wicked and sin in his sight. And because of all that, the terrible King Jabin, king of Canaan, had come down on the Israelites and had conquered them and oppressed them for 20 years. Life under his cruel heel was so miserable that the Israelites had no hope or peace, and their existence seemed unbearable. And then it was that God, in his wonderful mercy, raised up a fine lady judge who judged the people of Israel under the palm tree, and her name was Deborah. Oh, what a woman of faith she was! She stood all she could take of those poor people being oppressed by the enemy king. And God moved upon her heart to fight. God said, "Get your captain and go and fight that dreaded King Jabin." And then it was that Deborah called Barak and said, "Get the troops together." Troops together? Oh, what pitiful troops could Barak get together? Why, that wicked King Jabin, in order to keep down any threat of rebellion, had taken and confiscated all the spears and anything that was really considered a weapon from the Israelites, till they had nothing to fight with. And yet Deborah says, "Barak, get the troops together, 10,000, and let's go meet 'em head on at Mount Tabor, for God has commanded it." Well, not all the Israelites were hardy, but a couple of tribes came, and soon they had the troops together, and Deborah said, "Go." But Barak says, "I'm not going except you go with me." Now, I don't think it was that his faith was all that weak in God, and yet, but he knew that Deborah was the person that the people looked to, and just her presence would encourage them to fight forward for God. And so she said, "Well, I'll go. But the victory and the honor for it won't come to you, but it'll come to a woman." So out they started, up the heights of Mount Tabor, and they looked, and there came the troops of Sisera below. Oh, Sisera thought, "Ha, I'll put this rebellion down in no time at all. With all my mighty chariots and horses and the spears and all that my men have, why, we'll make grease spot of the Israelites and put this rebellion down. You needn't worry, King Jabin." And so he came thundering across the valley, thinking how he'd wipe out the Israelites. But he hadn't counted on the God of Israel. And just as the time as they were ready to meet head on in battle, God sent a wonderful storm. The clouds got dark, the clouds got heavy with rain, and then hail began to fall, and the mighty wind blew right into the faces of the Canaanites. And they were helpless. They couldn't see where they were going, and the hail had beaten them on the head. Why, the hail was worse to them than all of the small swords that all the Israelites could fight with. And all their mighty chariots were of no power because they got bogged in the mud that was made by the hail and the rain and the floods that came rushing through the valley. Oh, they plundered and they plunged and they tried to get out, but they had to leave their chariots and run for their very life. In fact, Israelites chased them down and just put them all to flight, And the slaughter was great and tremendous, and the Bible says that the bodies were left out there to rot in the sun. But that big, mighty Sisera that thought he was going to rub Israel out so easily took off to flee for his own life. He surely was brave. He didn't even stay with his own men. And he ran toward the tent of Jael because he knew that she was neutral and her husband was neutral to his country, and he thought he'd find safety there. Oh, Jael met him with a smile. He was exhausted from running, and he lay down just clumped on the floor and said, "Oh, water, water, I'm exhausted." And she did better than that and gave him soothing, calming milk to drink. And then when he lay down in exhaustion on the floor, she covered him with a blanket, and soon he was sound asleep. And Jael, ever so quietly, got a huge tent peg and a big mallet, and do you know, with a terrible mighty force, she plunged that tent peg through the temple of his head, through the other side, and then with terrible blows pounded it into the ground, and the blood spurted, and soon the terrible enemy was dead, struck down by a woman. What a disgrace! But what a mighty, mighty victory for Israel, and for Barak, and for Deborah, and what an honor to God's name! God's the God of heaven. Be on his side, boys and girls. Be on the winning side. Trust Jesus as your Savior and live for Him. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.